Okay, we are on the Lamed Dalet on the base. We are about five, six lines down in the wide lines. Yosef Revdimi. Five words before the end of the line. Yosef Revdimi. So, let's just see, and we'll kind of see a couple of lines, and we'll kind of review a little bit. Yosef Revdimi, the Ka'amar Lalaha Shmaita. So Revdimi was sitting, and he said over this Shmaita. Rashi says it's referring to the statement of Rav Ishiya. Now, what we said before is we had a couple of explanations why if a person takes Truma Tmeya and he replants it, we said that nevertheless, it's Asa Bachila. And the question was, what exactly? Why is it Asa Bachila? What's the Hesber? And the Gemara said before, just before the lines became wide, that Rabbi Yirmiya said over B'Shem Reish Lakish, B'Shem Rav Ishaya, that the reason why we say that the Truma remains Tamei and that the Kohanim are not allowed to eat it, the Truma, even though by placing the Truma in the ground, somehow you've gotten rid of the Tuma, but nevertheless the Kohanim are not allowed to eat it, because it was Nifsal Behesa Hadas, that's what he said before. And then he said B'Shem Rav Ishaya, that mehachag shenitzmu hishikin v'achakach hikdishim toharim hikdishim v'achakach hishikin tmeim. And we said, what's the reason? What's the pshat? And we said, it's some type of a maila, some type of a chumra, which was done for the sake of kodshim. Meaning, if you have mayim, which you're planning on using to be menasech al-gabi mizbeach, the mayim became tamei, we make a distinction as to whether or not it first became tamei, then you're mekadesh it. And you do hashaka, if you can do hashaka, and then you're makadash it, it's tar. Whereas if you're makadash it first, and then you do hashaka, it is tame. And Rav Ishaya said, why should we make this distinction? If you take mayim, and you do hashaka to it, which we said was, you take mayim, which is tameim, and you attach it to a source of mayim taharim, like a mikvah, you're matire it. So what difference does it make if first you're makadash it in the kli shares, and then you do hashaka, or you have yet to be mekadesh it in the kli sharis and you do hashaka? In both cases, we should say you're able to be metaher the mayim. Elamai said Rav Ishaya that this is a special maila which we do for kodshim. That's what he said. Ein zriya la hektish. It's a special maila which was done for hektish. So what the Gemara is going to do now is the Gemara is going to give other examples of various mailas, various chumras which we do Legabi hektish, legabi kodshim. So Yosef Revdimi v'kamar lo hashmaita, amri abaya, hekdeshim b'kli ka'amar, avu b'peh lo yavad rabbanin maila, oidoma b'peh nami avad rabbanin maila. Meaning you said over this shmaita, b'shem Rav Ishaya, that if you have mayim, which you're planning on being menasech al gavi mizbeach, if you were mekadesh the mayim, in the Kli Sharis, you're not able to do Hashaka to it. You cannot be Metaret through Hashaka because you're already Mekadashit. Is it specifically because you're Mekadashit in the Kli Sharis? And because it has that level of Kedusha, now you're not able to be Metaret through Hashaka? Whereas if you only were Mekadashit through Kedusha Sapeh, but not through a Kli Sharis, maybe we wouldn't give it that level, that chumrah? Or would we even say, if you're makadashit through dibur, then they make a mylin kodshim? That is the shah of the Gemara. One more time. Yigdishim b'kli ka'amr, avu b'peh lay avad rabbanin myla. Idoma b'peh nami avad rabbanin myla. That is the shah. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says very nicely, about seven lines down, the wide lines, beginning of the line. B'kli sharis ka'amris, the kaven, the kadashin hain kadushis haguf. Meaning, is the pshat, because they have kedushas haguf, because if something goes into a kli sharis, there's kedushas haguf, and that's why avdinin lehu rabbanin maila, avu mishum kedushas peh. If you only were mekadesh it through your dibur, meaning the malon kli chol, you filled it up in a regular kli chol, the shem chag le'avdilu maila mahanyu la shaka. And you could be metaret through hashaka. So that is the Shaila of the Gemara. What, you know, that which we say we make a mile in Kodshim, is it only Kodshim which were Niskadesh with the Kli Sharis? Or is it even Kodshim which were Niskadesh through Dibor? That's the Shaila. So Amarlei, so he responded, Rav Dimi responded and said, Lei Shamati. I never heard anything explicit on this, I don't know. But Kiyotzeba Shamati, I heard something similar. We had a similar case before, anavim which became tame. The din is darchan, you can tread on them to extract the liquid. So if you tread it on them first, and then you're makadish them, they're tahar. Whereas hikdishon, if you already were makadish the anavim, the yachikach darchan, and then you subsequently tread on them, tamein, doesn't work. They remain tame. So, said Rav Dimi, v'ha anavim de kedushas peninu. The type of kedusha of anavim, by definition, cannot be kedushas aguf. It can only be kedushas peh. We'll see why in a minute. V'afilo hachi, avud rabban and maila. And nevertheless, we see that they made this maila, and they said that we're only going to look at the liquid as if it's tahar if you were not mekadesh the anavim yet. Now let's just remind ourselves of something which we saw last time. We had a machlokes last time between Rav Yochanan and Rav Chisda as to how do we look at liquid and moisture inside a fruit. Do we look at it and say that it's mifkid pocket? It's like a separate, it's like a little separate pouch, and it's separate to the actual flesh of the grapes, and therefore, even though the grape is tame, it's possible to squeeze the grape, extract the liquid, and I look at the liquid as if it's not actually tame. Or do I say that the liquid is just part of the grape, and to the extent that the grape became tame, so every single fiber and every molecule of the grape is tame? Rav Yochanan was the one who said, Mifkid pocket. And by saying Mifkid pocket, that allowed us at times to say that even though you have a grape which is tame, remember we spoke about a case if you have a grape, let's say, or you have grapes which is less than a kezias, less than a kebetz, excuse me, and you squeeze it, or it's exactly a kebetz and you squeeze it, the liquid which comes out is tahar, because the liquid is touching less than a kebetz's worth of tame food. And being that you need a kebetz in order to be metame, the liquid remains tahar. That all of that only works if you say liquid is mifkid pocket. It's a separate entity. And therefore only when it comes out can I assess if it's becoming tame by virtue of the fact that it's touching the grapes. But if you say that every single fiber, every single molecule of the grape, all the liquid, all the moisture is tame, it doesn't make a difference. It's not going to help that before it was a solid, now it's a liquid, because the whole thing was tame. So Rabbi Yochanan said mifkid pocket. So again, let's take a look at this one more time. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Anavim shenitzbu, the grapes became tame. So Rabbi Yochanan said the following: Darchan, if you tread on them and you extract the liquid, the achakach igdishon, and then you subsequently are mekadesh it, we will say tahirin. All is good. Why? Because we will say that's shitas Rabbi Yochanan. The liquid is mifkid pocket. The liquid is separate. And the liquid came out, it was still tahar. You subsequently were makadish it, you're good to go. You have successfully extracted liquid, which was not yet tame, and you're makadish it. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan said that if you first were makadish the grapes, and you do the exact same thing, and then you tread on them, so you should say, well, the liquid is mifkid pocket. It's tahar. Now, here we're going to make a chumra by kodshim. Here we're going to be machmir, says Rabbi Yochanan. Higdishon, v'yachakach darchan tameim. It's going to be tamei. Meaning, and Rashi explains, that here, Rabbi Yochanan is going to be machmir, and he's going to say, I'm not going to look at the liquid inside as if it's mixed pocket. I'm not going to look at the liquid inside as if it's a separate entity. Says the Gemara, v'ha anavim and the kedushas peh ninu. But anavim are considered to be kedushas peh. If you look at Rashi about 12 lines down, three words before the end of the line, Rashi says, "V'ha anovim kedushas pehein." The inami nosnan lekli. Even if you put anovim in a kli sharis, ein kli mekadshon. The kli sharis would not do anything to it. The ein kli sharis mekadshon eladavra haroiloi. A kli sharis can only be mekadosh something which is befitting to be in a kli sharis. If I take my cufflink and I put it in a kli sharis, my cufflink doesn't become kaddish all of a sudden, because my cufflink has got no shayches, right? It has no possibility of attaining any level of kedusha. So, again, says Rashi, that davar roila ketyalfina b'shvitas kachim gabi mizbeach shnema v'chol hanegev mizbeach yikdash shemani bein roi bein she'ena roi. Anything which comes in contact with kalim, with kli sharis, maybe becomes kaddish. Talmud lemer oila. The klishar is dimi the mizbeach naftal and hasam. So it's got to be something which is roy matim to be in a klisharis. So we're saying that grapes, there's no kedusha haguf in grapes itself. So in essence, it's like it's only a kedushas pear. It's not like a kedushas klisharis. And still we're saying that Chazal made a maila to make this distinction between whether or not you were makadish the grapes first, or before you treaded on them, or you first you treaded on them and then you makadish them. So Gemara is bringing a raya that it must be, it says Rav Dimi, even though I don't have an exact proof to your shaila, but I'm going to bring a raya from the case of grapes that it's kind of as if it's kedusha sapeh, and nevertheless Ovid Rabbanin Milo. So that is the raya which Rav Dimi wanted to suggest. About which Amar Yosef Anovim Kamaris, are you bringing a raya from grapes? No, we're not speaking about grapes of kodesh. And by Anovim Shol Truma Skina, we're speaking about grapes of truma. Now, grapes of truma, the kedushas pet did who? Kedushas kli damya. The kedushas pet of grapes of truma is in essence like the kedushas kli damya. If you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says banav mishol truma b'hai hekdishon. When it speaks about being makdish the grapes, it doesn't actually mean hektish, which is the way we would usually explain b'hai hekdishon kedushas truma ka'amar debetruma leshayicha kedushas kli. There is no concept of kli sharis, obviously, in the world of truma. Leba yain v'leba anovim. So, in essence, there is no distinction to be made when it comes to truma, because there is no higher level, there's no higher tier of kedushas peh and kedushas kli sharis when it comes to grapes of truma. The anovim shal truma skin kedushas peh to do kedushas kli damya. Avohani, the boy kli, but it could be when we're discussing kodshim, the types of kodshim which could be niskadish in a kli, bepeh, le'avad rabban and maila. You don't necessarily know that Chazal would impose this additional maila if it was only kedushas peh. So bekitza, we had a shaila over here. We said in the previous Gemara, that at times the Chachamim make a Maila B'Kodshim, and we find this throughout Shas, Maila Asu B'Kodshim, Maila Asu B'Tairis. They made a special Chumrah when it comes to Kodshim and Tairis. So the Shaila, which Abaye asked of Dimi, is it only in Kodshim which have Kedushas Kli Shares, which is like a Kedushas Haguf of sorts, but maybe if it only has Kedushas Peh, it's a lower level, and therefore maybe they never made a mila, or even by kedushas peh. So Rav Dimi said, I don't know, but I heard a similar thing in reference to grapes going into a keli. Grapes going into a keli, by definition, it's not kedushas kli sharis, because kli sharis is only mekadish, that which it's right to be mekadish, and nevertheless they made a mila. To which the Gemara was matzen, said, no, we're speaking here about truma. Speaking about truma, truma is a different story, in which case you don't have a proof. Ad kan. Good. Says it more like this. Good. So we said, Darchon Vafilu Tuvo. Now we're going back to the statement of the Gemara before. We said, Darchon Vafilu Tuvo is Mashma. Let's maybe just take a look at one Rashi over here. Rashi from the end of the line, about 10 lines in the bottom, two words before the end of the line. Darchon Vafilu Tuvo says Rashi L'El Kamahader. We're going back to what we said before. What do we say before? Amris Darchon, if you tread on them, and then you subsequently are mekadesh them to Hoyrois, says Rashi, Vafilu Tuva Babas Achas Bitzmiya. Are you allowed to tread on as much grapes as you want? Amris Lael, didn't you say before Pachris Pachas mi kibetza? It has to be less than a kibetza. Because if it's more than a kibetza, so then the liquid which comes out of the tamei grapes is touching something which itself is tamei, and therefore the liquid becomes tamei. Whereas the lashon of the Gemara of Darchan is mashma as much as you want. So again, let's go back and see this inside the Gemara. So we said Darchan is mashma filo tuva o miam Rabbi Yechon Hachi. Is that what Rabbi Yechon said? Rabbi Yechanan said, if you lichatchila want to go ahead and tread on grapes which are tamei, make sure that you take ones which are a little bit less than a kibetza, because otherwise, if it's more than a kibetza, when the first drop comes out of the grapes, the drop, which is a liquid, is coming in contact with a kibetza's worth of tamei grapes, and the liquid is going to be tamei. So, whereas here in the previous statement, in the previous Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan seemed to say, Anavim shenitmu, darchan, tame grapes, you just go ahead and tread on them, and then you mekadesh them. But the mashmos is, you can tread on as much grapes as you want, and you're not limited to less than the kibetza. That's the Gemara's kasha. Says the Gemara's answers. Ibo yisei mahachanami, pachas pachas mi kibetza. Even though Rabbi Yochanan didn't say so, we're speaking here where it's less than a kibetza. Answer number one. Answer number two, Vibhoseima, there's a difference. I mean, let's remind ourselves. Let's remind ourselves of the klalim when it comes to the extent of tuma. We know you have an avatuma or aviavais, you have an av, you have a rishon, you have a sheni by chulin. You don't have a shlishi by chulin. You have a shlishi by truma, and you have a revi by kodesh, and as we said, there's a chamishi by paraduma. Now, we're going to make a chilek, and we're going to make a distinction as to what level of tuma the grapes were initially. So it says the Gemara like this, the grapes touched a rishon, in which case the grapes are a sheni. Now, if the grapes are a sheni, even though a sheni doesn't usually make a shlishi by chulin, but if they touch a liquid, liquid, as we've mentioned many times, liquid is much more susceptible to Kabbalah's tuma. If you remember, we said that kol ha-poistel es ha-truma turns a mashke into a rishon. We mentioned this klal, we had this klal a few times before. Anything which passels a truma, pirish, remember the distinction we made between passel and being the tame. Passel means that it's tame, but the tuma doesn't extend. So anything which passels truma, pirish, anything which makes like a shlishi in truma has the ability, if it comes in contact with mashkin, to make it tamei, and there's a dim derabanan, and it goes up to being a rishon. So says the Gemara beforehand, when Rabbi Yochanan says you have to make sure that you squash and tread on grapes, which is less than a kibetza, we're speaking about a case where the grapes touched a rishon. The grapes are a sheni. If the grapes are a sheni, when they come in contact with the liquid, they can pastel the liquid. So therefore, make sure you use grapes which are less than a kibetza. Whereas, hacha, in our case, where Rabbi Yochanan seemed to say, tread out as much grapes as you want. No problem, no upper limit. Hacha, dinog'u sheni, because the grapes themselves touched a sheni. So if the grapes touch the sheni, the grapes are like a shlishi, the grapes don't have the ability to extend and to perpetuate the tuma anymore. They have a shlishi, And that's the reason why here Rabbi Yochanan seemed to say you can tread on as many grapes, as much grapes as you want, no problem whatsoever. Fine. The Gemara now is just going to bring a couple more examples of situations where we make a chumrah by kodshim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Af Anan Nami Tanina. We also learned, and Rashi says two lines in the bottom, the Ovid Rabbanan Maila Bekodshim Vafilu Bekedushas Peh. So we're going to bring examples where we see that the Chachamim made a Maila by Kodshim, even in cases where the nature of the Kedusha, of the item, is not the higher level where it was Niskadish through Kli Sharis. It was only Niskadish through Kedushas HaPeh. What's the example? The Pasuk says, in reference to the Efer Para, so we need to get ashes of the Paraduma, you need to mix the ashes with Mayim Chayim. Now Mayim Chayim is, it's got to be a spring, and you need to take from the Mayim Chayim, and you mix it with the ashes, with the Efer. It's a discussion, do you put the Mayim Chayim on the ashes, which seems to be maybe the pashtus of the Pasuk, the Gemara and Seita seems to suggest that an opinion which is maybe put the ashes into the mayim. There's a discussion. But it says the Brayza like this, V'nosen olav mayim chayim el keli. So the Gemara darshens, it says you're placing mayim chayim. So the Gemara understands, shetei chiyusan bekli. I mean, it's got to be mayim chayim the whole time. So the Gemara understands, you're taking the keli, you're immersing it in the spring, and you're kind of pouring whilst it's still considered to be Mayim Chayim. Shetei Chiyusan Bekli. If you look at Rashi, last Rashi, two lines on the bottom. Shetei Chiyusan Bekli. Ba'oisei Kliyatz Meishu Mekadish Bei Mechadis Be'efron. So the very same Kli which you're going to use to be Mekadish, the Mechadis with the ashes in it, you need to make sure that very same kli you're putting into the spring and you're lifting it up. In other words, don't take keli number one into a spring, lift it up, and then pour it into another keli which has ashes. No, don't do that. I want the very same keli to be used. Says Rashi that the very basic keli atzmi shemekadosh b'mechatas be'afron sarach lemalaisim in amayin v'lo yimalam b'kli acher v'yarum l'toich zeh. Don't do that. So that is the understanding of mayim chayim that you need shetech yusin b'kli. Continues the Gemara, but it says v'nosan. Now if you read the words v'nosan olav, V'nosan olav seems you take mayim, which you've already taken in a different keli, and then you pour it on the ashes. So v'nosan, says the Gemara, is mashma, that it's tlushin, that the mayim is mayim tlushin, and its mashma could be already a different keli. If you go back to the end of Rashi, Rashi just finishes and says, ukasa v'nosan. The Pasuk also says, and you will give, you will place, you will put the mashma tlushim. It's mashma that the mayim is supposed to be tlushim. The mutter l'malaysa b'kli acher, the arim l'teich zeh. So in essence, the Gemara is saying that we have opposite mashmos in over here. The lashon of mayim chayim is mashma, that the same kli, it's called mayim chayim whilst it's in the kli, and it's inside the spring, it's inside the mayon, and I'm using the same kli, and I'm just mixing with that the aether. On the other hand, the word vinosan is mashma, and I'm taking something which already has some type of a history, I'm taking X, and I'm putting it in Y. So the Gemara says these seem to be two contradictory understanding. Again, v'nosan of mayim chayim okeli shetech yusim b'kli mitzad echad. V'nosan is mashma al matzlushaninu aybahamachu boraninu. I thought you said it's got to be connected to the spring the whole time. Ella, says the Gemara, Ella Maila, says Rashi, Ella Maila ba'almahu midrabanan shetech yusim b'kli. There is no din midyaraisa that I need to take the same keli which I'm using to mix the ashes with, take that keli, put it inside the spring, and then mix the ashes into the same one. Really, the dominant word in the pasuk is vinosan. Vinosan love mayim. So I'm taking mayim, I've got mayim already in a different keli, and I'm placing it on the ashes. That is really the ikar. There's a din, there's a maila dirabonon that you should use. You should take the same keli which you're using for both, and you should put everything in the same keli, but it's a maila ba'alma. So says Rava, I also can show you cases and situations where, even though mitzah, the strict letter of the law, lashon of the pasuk, v'nosan is mashba, you take a pre-existing keli, which has mayim from a spring, and then you pour it, and you put it into another keli, but there's a maila, which we do to say to use the same keli the whole time, just like over there, it's a maila, ela maila, hachanami maila. So too says Rashi, hachanami maila ba'almahu de'ein zri ela truma, vaster milecho. So we find a maila by Kedushas Peh, and therefore, possibly we have a maila by Kedushas Peh in our sigya also. Amrav Shini Barashi, Afananami Tanina, I can also show you a similar case where we make a maila by Kedushin. And what's the din? Tovel va'ala. Person went to the mikvah. Let's say he was a mitzera. And he is tummy for 7 days, or a zav was tummy for 7 days. Va'ala, he goes to the mikvah. Aichel b'maisa, he's allowed to eat maisa sheni. Herev shimshay, once it's nacht, aichel b'chuma, he's allowed to eat truma. The truma in, the kachim loy. But he's not allowed to eat kachim. If you look at Rashi, 4 lines down, the kachim loy, im tuma, the bas kaparihi, kigin zav zav v'yaledis. So if he needs to bring a kapar on the 8th day, he's not able to eat kachim. But why not? He's tar, the guy. He's tar, he's allowed to eat truma. Amai taru, elamaila. You see, when it comes to Kodshin, even though the guy is 100% Tahar, nevertheless, there's a Maila that we don't want him eating Kodshin yet. I can also bring a case where we have a Maila by Kodshin. It says, V'habosar. V'habosar. Now, what's the context of this pasuk? It says, V'habosar ashayiga b'chol tamei. If any meat comes in contact with anything tamei, lo ye'achel. Burn it. Destroy it. So the Gemara wants to know what's pshat in the vav of the habasar. The vav is extra. The rabbi says, "Sa'etzim ulevoina." It's coming to be marba that if wood or levoina, the frankincense, becomes tamei, you have to destroy it. Frag the Gemara, "Etzim ulevoina bnei yitzmuyeminu." Are these things the types of things which become tamei? They're not oichal, they're not kalim. How can they become tamei? Ela maila, achanami maila. So you see, it's a maila b'kodshim. We make all different types of mailas when it comes to kodshim, that they're susceptible to tumah. And so to me in our sugya, we can say they made a maila by kodshim. Good. We move on to the next sugya. Now that we have this next sugya we're discussing with which types of ingredients you can be yotza, the mitzvah say of achilas matzah. Zag the Mishnah. Eglu dvam sh'adam yitzven yidei chivasu v'pesach. With the following ingredients, the following species, you can be yotza, the mitzvah of matzah. Bechitim, b'sa'irim, with wheat, with barley, b'kusman, with spelt, b'shifin, with rye, b'shubel, shuol, and with oats. These are the 5 grains which you find in many places in Shas. Legabi chala, and legabi other dinim. These are the 5 grains. This is also the 5 grains which the Gemara said in Brachas, that you make a mezainis on. V'yotzen b'demai, u'b'mayis ha'rishin sh'nitl trumasei. You can be yotze if you have grain, which is demai, which we know means grain which has been purchased from an am ha'aretz. We know that the am ha'aretz would definitely take truma. Roiv of them would take ma'aser. But there was a noticeable miut, which did not take ma'aser, then for chazal mid'rabbanan, or mechayiv you to be mafresh ma'aser. If you were not mafresh, if you actually use the grain, which is actually demai, the yotzim with demai, you are yotze, even though you're supposed to be mafresh. We'll see what this means. We know a levi receives maaser rishon. What does the levi do with his maaser rishon? He has to be mafresh trumas mais. He takes up a tenth and gives it to the kahanim. Says the Mishnah, not such a chiddush. Uba maisa rishon shenot l'trumasei. If the levy separated 10%, so he did everything he was supposed to do, you can be yotze with that. What's the chiddush? Of course, why not? He had maisa rishon. He gave 10% to the kohen. It's regular chulin grain. So the Gemara is going to tell us what's the chiddush of that case. And so too, we have the same problem with the next. Uba maisa sheni v'hekdesh niftu. If you have maisa sheni or hekdesh which has been redeemed, you can use that. Obviously, that seems partial. We'll see the chiddush. V'kehanim v'chala u'b'truma. If kehanim have got wheat, which was given to them as chala or truma, they can use that, and they can be yotze to their mitzvah of achilas matzah. That also seems to be a davar pashut. Says the Mishnah, avolei b'tevel, avolei b'maisa rishon, shalei nafla trumasa. You cannot be yotze with grain of tevel. You cannot be yotze with maisa rishon, which you have not taken trumas maisa. Avolei b'maisa rishon, shalei nafla. And last, the end of the Mishnah is chalos toida. Now we know, someone who brings a carbon toida needs to bring 40 loaves. 30 of them are matzah, 10 of them are chametz. 10 of them are chametz. And these four different types of loaves, one of them you're makriv, and 36 of them are consumed. So, can you be yotze with chalos toida? It's a matzah. Can you be yotze with rikiki nazir? It's a matzah. So we say the following. Chalos toida rikiki nazir asan la'atzme. If a person made them for himself, he made them for himself, then we say ein yotze behen. You're not able to be yotze behen, and we'll see why you can't. I mean, lamais, it's matzah, why can't you use it? We'll see why. Limkar b'shok, but if a fellow made them to sell in the marketplace, then for some reason you can be yotze, your mitzvah saseid, your eis of achilas matzah, with chalos toida and rikiki nazir, which was made to sell in the shuk. We'll have to see why. Let's see. Zog the Gemara. Tana. We learned in a braisa. Kusmin. What is kusmin? Min chitin. It's a type of wheat. It's part of the wheat family. Shibayla shual. Oats. Shifin and rye. Min sa'irin. It's part of the barley family. Now, if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, min chitim, when we say it's a type of wheat. What does it mean it's a type of wheat? Le'inyin truma, de'ein tarmin mimin al she'ein minoy. You cannot take from one species on another species. If I've got loads of grapes, and I've got loads of pomegranates, and I want to take truma from the grapes on the pomegranates, it doesn't work, right? You can't take from min al she'ein minoy, the tarmin chitin al kusmin. But you can take from wheat on spelt, because it's part of the same family. If you look at Tesis over here, two lines down, the Ri Omer Duba Menachas Perkra Bishmal Muchach Behedya De Braisa Le'inyin Chala Misni. No, this is not discussing Truma, this is discussing which family it is, Legabe Chala. And very interesting Tesis, he goes on to discuss, when do we say, which has to do with the Mishnayos and Chala, when do we say different types of grain are mitzdarif, and when do we say it's not mitzdarif? One thing is for sure, the Mishnah says, if you have five different types of grain, and you make a dough together from all the five grains, it's mitzdarif. But if you have a wheat dough, and a barley dough, so then they're not mitzdarif. Fine. Al-Kufanim says the Gemara, kusmin, what is kusmin? It is called gulba. What is shifin? It is called dishra. Shibay l'shual is shvile tala, which is what we call oats. Fine. Freg the Gemara, or the Gemara's medayik, sorry, hani in, oriz v'deichen loy. It's medayik that only these five grains are the grains with which you can use the b'yetza matzah, but not with rice and not with millet. Says the Gemara, and animili, how do you know you cannot be yotze with rice and millet? So it's fascinating. The Gemara here is going to discuss, and we're going to see, a Shitas Tanoim, which says, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Shita is, you can take rice, grind it into flour, bake a matzah, and A, be yotze, mitzvah saseh di arayis of achilas matzah, and B, be over the lois saseh of achilas chametz with kares. That's going to be the subject of this discussion. So Manani maybe I'm Rav Shimon Lakish, Vachintana the Beir of Ishmael, Vachintana the Beir of Elazar ben Yaakov, Omar, Kra, Loisech Lav Chameitz, Shivas Yomim Tech Lav Matzes. So it says one is not supposed to eat Chameitz, and one is yes supposed to eat Matzah. Says the Gemara, fascinating drasha. Dvorim haboyim lidei chimutz, adam yotze ben yedei chivasi b'matzah. It's only the type of thing which could become chametz, can you be yotze matzah. Yotzu elu she'ein boyim lidei chimutz, ele lidei sirchay. But rice and millet, even though it seems to puff up a little bit and expand, it's not actual chimutz. It's just spoiling. It's going off. I just can't resist in just saying over a quick ha'arah from the Oyev Yisrael, the Apta Rav. And many of the Svarim say the same idea. The Gemara is dashing and saying that it's only something which is ba'al idei chimutz is ba'al idei matzah. Starts halizeh v'zeh. It's got to be the type of thing which is ba'al idei chimutz. So says the Oyev Yisrael. He says, "Ki ikur ha'avoda hashuva ba'adam." The ikur ha'avoda is kisha oved es Hashem yizbarach afilu b'divrei artzius. Physical things umala isam la'Hashem. But someone, he says, who only serves Hakadosh Baruch Hu rak b'divrei Torah u'divrei tefila lechud, ein avidase kol kach hashuva lefnei hamakom. You know, if all you're doing is taking things which are themselves totally kaddish and pure, and that's the only type of avodah you have, that's not so chashuv. It's got to be when you're taking something which is physical, and it could go wrong, and you could succumb to taiva, and you're mahapich it, that is chashuv. Zok the after Rav, v'zeu kol dovra ha'bole de'chimutz, she'yoch adam la'seis v'bishul taivis. Agashmius. Then Adam Yates Avodah Chayvus Matzah. Chayvus Matzah symbolizes Avodah Hashem. The type of thing which could come to Chimut, to just Taiva Ba'alma, and you work on it and you're Mahapachit, that is the type of Avodah which Hashem wants. So says the Oyev Yisrael. Good. Says the Gemara Vayitim Asisim Vilek Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri. The Omar Oyrez Min Dagan Hu Pilei Ployim, says Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri, Oyrez, rice is a type of grain. The Chayavin Al Chimutzi Kares. A person is can possibly be Mechayv Kares on it. The Tanya Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri Yomer, Oyser Ba'oyrez V'Dechen. He does not allow you to have Oyrez V'Dechen, the Neshek Karav L'Hachmetz. It's the type of thing which could become chametz. It's karav l'chametz. What does that mean? Yivoylu shekarav l'hachmetz l'kadam ha'machmetz. It means it comes chametz quickly. Ridum karav l'hachmetz havi. Chametz gamalei havi. Does it mean that it's close to being chametz, but it's not mamish chametz? Well, what does it mean? Tashma d'tanya amar biyach menuri. Ur is min doganu. It's a type of grain. The chayavin al chimutzei kareis. Adam Yates of Ede Havasa Pasach, the Chenaya, Rabbi Yechaminuri Omer, Karmis, Chayavis, the Chala, Karmis is another type of grain, and you Machuiv Chala in it, by Karmis, Amrabaya, Shitznisa, my Shitznisa, Amrapapa, Shitznisa, the Mishtakha, Beni Kulnisa. It's something which is found, Beni Kulnisa, which some say is a type of seed, some say it's like poppies. Or a cumin, clearly not from the five grains, and nevertheless he says that it's mechuyev in challah. So we have this amazing shita of Rabbi Yechonah ben Nuri, who says that rice and millet is a bar chimutz. You can be yotze mitzvahs matzah with it, and you can be mechuyev karis in it. We know we do not paskin like Rabbi Yechonah ben Nuri. And midyaraisa, it's 100% mutter to have rice on Pesach. Good. Omer Rava bar Machanan Reish Lakish, Isa shini leisha b'yayin v'shem and v'dvash. If you have a dough which has been kneaded with wine, oil and honey, ein hayavin al himutza kares. So said Rava bar Machanan b'shem Reish Lakish, that there is no chimutz on a dough which has been kneaded with wine, oil, and honey, or either or. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Papa, Rav Huna Bar Yeshua, Kameder of Idibar Oven. The Yosef Rav Idibar Oven, so Rav Idibar Oven was speaking. The Yosef Rav Idibar Oven was coming on, he was dozing off. Omni Rav Huna Bar Yeshua, Rav Papa, Rav Huna Bar Yeshua was speaking to Rav Papa and said the following, my time at the Reish Lakish. Why did Reish Lakish say if you have a dough which has been kneaded with wine or with oil or with honey, there's no chiv karis on it? So said Rav Papa, Amalei to Amakra, lo yisech alav chametz v'goymer. Dvarim sha'adam yitzah behen yedei chivasi b'matzah, chayav en al chimutzei karis. Things with which you can be yitzah yachiv matzah, you can be machiv karis on. V'ha hoyel the ein adam yitzah ba yedei chivasi. And the reason by these things, you're not able to be Yetzi Yechiv, the Havirei Matzah Ashira, because it's considered to be a rich matzah. It's not just flour and water, but it is flour mixed with oil and honey and wine and so on. Ein Chayav en Alchimutza Kareis. That is the reason why you're not Mechuyiv Kareis. And since you cannot be Yetzi Matzah, then you're not going to be Mechuyiv Kareis. So that's what the Papa said. So Ezer of Hunabay Yeshua, or the Papa, so Frakh of Hunabay Yeshua, Hemcheyu, if a person dissolves Chametz, Vigam Oy, and then you swallow it, Im Chametzu Anish Karis. If you have it on Pesach, this Karis. Im Matzahu, Ein Adam Yetzi Dechavas of a Pesach. Ay, Vahachat Ein Adam Yetzi Dechavas of a Pesach, Yavin Achimutzi Karis. You see, nevertheless, a situation, a case, where it's the type of thing which you're not Yotzi Yechiv Matzah, and nevertheless you're Mechuyiv Kareis, so you see that you're wrong. At that stage, Itar Behu Rav Idi Bar Avin. Rav Idi Bar Avin woke up, Amar Lo, and he said, Dardaki, you young children, I in the time of the Reish Lakish, I'll tell you Pshat, in Reish Lakish, who said, if you have this dough which has been kneaded with wine, with oil, with honey, there's no karis on it. You know what's Chad and Reish Lakish? Meshuma dehavi lehu mei peirois. Umei peirois ein machmitzin. It's because it's simply a physical impossibility for the chimutz process to take effect. If you use mei peirois simply is not machmitz. And that's the reason why. Now this concept of mei peirois ein machmitzin is a very important concept. If you look at Tezus over here, Tezus says, Heinel is chayiv kareis. To be mechuyiv kareis, there's no kareis to make peiris. Av a lav isbe. There will be a lav nevertheless. There's a discussion here in Tezus as to when we say mei peiris is not machmitz. Does it mean mei peiris is not machmitz only if there's no mayim? But once you put mayim in it, then maybe mei peiros can be machmitz? Or do we say mei peiros is not machmitz? That would mean, you know, maybe let's say if you have 60% mayim, 40% mei peiros, it's not machmitz. Or what if you have 60% mei peiros, 40% mayim, it's not machmitz? That's something which Tezus gets into. Just to mention the din halach lamaisa, this is very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tof Samach Beis, he says Mei Peiros Beloy Mayim Ein Machmitzin Klal. So if you don't put any Mayim, it's not Machmitz. Umutu Lechol BePesach Matzah Shini Leishah BeMei Peiros Afilu Shasa Kol Hayoyim. You're allowed to have matzah which has been kneaded with oil or with wine. Avo Ein Yotzei BaYidei Chavasim BeNei Shehi Matzah Shira. You can't use it, it's matzah shira. Continues in Sif Beis, mei peiros imayim, not only is it machmitz, mimarim lahachmitz yoyser mishar isa. So if you have mei peiros with mayim, so now the mei peiros actually serves as a catalyst to cause the chimutz to happen even quicker. Yoyser mishar isa. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hilkach Ein Lalush Behem. You should not knead May Peres, which is mixed with Mayim. Dem Lash Behem Yeh for Miyad. And if you do so, you need to go ahead and bake it immediately. And here there's a discussion in the Shulchan, in the Mishnah Berurah. What happens if you didn't bake it immediately? Do you have 18 minutes b'dieved, 15 minutes b'dieved, 10 minutes? But the point is, May Peres, it's only good if it's by itself. Once you have a mixture of May Peres and Mayim, it's a disaster. Good. Says Gemara Baita, we said, Ein, we said, Yotze b'demai u'b'maiser sheni. So, frag the Gemara, why should you be Yotze with demai? Frag the Gemara, demai, hale chazilei. Meaning you are not allowed to eat demai. It is also for you to eat demai. So you shouldn't be yotze your mitzvah v'chilas matzah. Now you might say, well, why not? Maybe it's also for me to eat demai. Okay, so I did an isser by eating demai, but I did a mitzvah because I ate matzah made of flour and water. So Rashi says in the top line, so Rashi is coming to answer this question. Why would I say that you shouldn't be yotze? So Rashi says either it's based on a drasha or it's based on mitzvah haba b'aveira, and things will become a little bit clearer towards the bottom of the Amud. We'll see. Al Kopanim, I say, Frank the Gemara, why should you eat with Demai? It's not roi for you to eat, it's also for you to eat. Says the Gemara, like the Gemara says in many places in Shas, Kaven the Iboi Mafkel Nechse Havi Ani, if you wanted to, you could be Mafke your property. And you'd become an Ani, V'Echel Demai, and then you'd be allowed to eat Demai, Hashtanami Chazi Lei. So the fact that it's Biyod Cha to do, so already now it's considered to be a Chazi. This Nana, like we learned in the Mishnah in Demai, Machilas Anim Demai, Anim Alati Demai, Sachsanya Demai, which Rashi says is referring to Yiddish soldiers who have been placed in people's houses and you have to go out and feed them. So you're allowed to feed them with Demai, and so on. You are allowed to. So the point is, being that aniyim are allowed to eat demai, and you have the potential of becoming an ani, so already now it's considered to be a chazi, it's considered to be roi for you if you eat demai. Good. The next Gemara, it's so interesting, we have this same Gemara in Shas, probably at least 10 times in Shas, the exact same question and the exact same answer. So every time we learn the following piece of Gemara, we're learning really 10 Gemaras, because this appears so many places, so many Mishnayos, so many brides to speak about this. A chiddush that, you know, Maisa Rishon, if Trumas Maisa was taken, then it works, then it's good, then you could be Yotze Mitzvah Matzah. So, frankly, Gemara Pshita, Kevin Shenotla Trumasai, Chulin Havi, if I'm a lady, and I receive Maisa Rishon, and then I take Trumas Maisa from it, so now the Maisa which I'm left with is regular, good old, normal chulin grain and flour. So of course you can be yotze with it. What's the chiddush? And again, as I said, this question appears so many times in Shas. Shita kevin shenotla trumasei chulin havi. And this is the same answer. Litzricha, no. I need the Mishnah to tell me you can be yotze with maiser rishon that you separated trumas maiser. Why do I need to teach it? Shehigdimu bishibalim, v'notlehemena trumas maisev, v'notlehemena truma gedayla. What's the case? The case is the lady goes out into the field. Now we know the farmer is supposed to give truma first, maisev second. What happened? The lady went out into the field before it became a pile of grain, and the lady took his portion of maisev. And he said, thank you very much. Then the Levi went and subsequently took Trumas Maiser from his portion. It's about that situation that the Mishnah is speaking about. Because when you think about it, Truma Gedolah was never taken from this. only Truma's Maisa was taken from it. So again, one more time. The lady went out, and whilst the grain was in a state of being stalks, v'not l'chemeno Truma's Maiser, that's what the Mishnah means, Truma's Maiser was taken, v'lei not la, Hemeno Truma Gedela, but Truma Gedela was never taken from this grain. Ukad Rabbi Avayudam, Rabbi Avayam, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Maiser, Rishon Shikdimu, Bishibalim, specifically, if the lady went at a very early stage and took Maiser Rishon, whilst it was in a state of Shibalim, Potemi Truma Gedela, he need not go back and give Truma Gedela from it. Why? Because the pasuk says you need to go ahead and take a meiser from your meiser. So we dash in meiser min a meiser ma'atilacha. When the lady has meiser rishon, it's incumbent on him to take truma's meiser from that meiser min a meiser ma'atilacha. V'lo truma gedela v'truma's meiser min a meiser. We don't even have to take two tithes from it. You just need to take truma's meiser, but not Truma's Meiser and Truma Gedola. Good. So again, so what's the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah is saying that if a lady received Meiser in an early stage, whilst it was Shibolim, and he takes Truma's Meiser, then he can be Eitzah with that. Right, the Gemara, Amalei Rapapala Baya, Elama'ata, Afilu hikdimu bikri. If you're telling me that the rationale as to why the lady doesn't need to take Truma's Meiser and Truma Gedola is based on the Pasuk says he only needs to take Meiser min a Meiser, and not Meiser and Truma Gedola min a Meiser. So even at a later stage of development, even once the farmer has gone and he has done all the threshing and the winnowing and he has flattened it out in a nice pile in a kree, if at that stage the levy jumps the gun, grabs his meiser before the kohen takes truma, why don't we still say that the levy no longer needs to take truma gedola? And the din of Reish Lakish was only if a levy takes it when it's shibolim, when it stalks. But if it's based on the drasha, even if it's already a nice pile of grain, we should still say the same thing. So that's Rav Papa's kasha to Abaya. El ma'at afilu yigdimu bikri, afilu bikri nami liftar, amalei, Abaya answers back, alecha amakra, mikol matne seichem tarimu. As kultrum as Hashem, from all of the various gifts, you need to take truma. So somehow there is a ribuy. There's a ribuy which is coming to say there will be a case, there will be a situation where a levi has to take both trumas, trumas meiser, and truma gedola. And that is once you have reached the stage of gemar malacha, and it's a nice pile. Says the gemara, Omar Raisa, why did you choose to say once it's in a pile, then the lady has to take both Truma Smaisa and Truma Gedola, whereas if it's only in stalks and sheaves, he doesn't have to. There it is, high idgon, the high loy idgon. Once it's in a pile of grain, it's called dogon. Once it's dogon, it's called tevel. And once it's tevel, then you have absolutely no right to withhold from the koyen that which belongs to him. It's his already. It's tevel, there's truma inside this already. Whereas if you get it before it's idgan, then we say you beat the system and you don't need to take truma's meiser and meiser and truma gedola. So again, the Gemara's kasha was, what's the chiddush? If you have a case of meiser rishon, your mafresh truma's meiser, that you can use that grain for your matzah, isn't that a davar pashut? He said it's not so pashut because we're discussing grain where Truma Gedola was never taken from it. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. We continue, we say Maiser Sheni the Hekdesh Niftu. Again, what's the Chiddush? Pshita. If you're Paidit, then you're Paidit. It's regular Chulin. You didn't redeem it properly. you didn't add the extra fifth. The Kamash Malan, the Ein Chaimish Ma'akev. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that it's not Ma'akev. And again, this, we have this Gemara, the same Kash, the same Teretz, also in many places in Shas. Then we said, V'akehanem b'chala u'betruma. They can use their portion of challah which they received or their truma to make themselves a matzah. For egdig and marbshita, why not? Ma'udatema matzah shava l'chal adam ba'iran. You might have thought that you can only use matzah which everyone is able to use. Everyone's able to eat. Pamash malan. Matzais, matzais, riba. From the word matzais, we are marbe. Even if it's matzah which Rav Yisrael cannot use, as long as you can use it, you can be yetzer. We said, avalei b'tevel, you're not allowed to use tevel. Of course not. Leitzricha b'tevel tavel midrabanan. We're speaking about tevel, which is only a tevel midrabanan. What's the case? Shazari v'atzashin anakif. Meaning you planted something in a pot and there's no holes in the pot. If there's no holes in the pot, it's not considered to be properly attached to the ground. If it's not properly attached to the ground, it's not machuiv in tevel midyaraisa in terms of maizah's midyaraisa. Then we said, v'loi b'maizah region shaloi not the trumasa. You cannot use maizah region if you didn't take trumas maizah. It says, gmav jita. Of course not. Leitzricha shikdimu b'kri. The case is that you took your portion of maizah region while before the Kohen took Truma, when it was already at a later stage of development. It was already at the stage of Gemar Malacha. So Mao de Tema, that it works, just like the Amar Leir of Papa Labaya, that you might have thought that being that the Levi took Maisa Rishon, the only thing he now needs to take is Truma's Maisa, and not Truma's Maisa and Truma. That's what you might have thought. Pamash Malan, Kedushani Le, like Abai responded, and he said once it's in that later stage of development where it's already a pile, then it's incumbent upon you, the Levi, to take both Truma's Meiser and the Truma Gedolo. Then we said, Valeba Meiser, Shunev Hekdish Le Niftu, says the Gemara Pshita, what's the Chiddush? Of course, if you are not paid it, you cannot use it for your Matzah. Says the Gemara, Olam de Niftu. You actually did redeem it. Umay le niftu. What does it mean, le niftu? Shalay niftu keel chasan. You didn't redeem it properly, meaning you went through the motions of redeeming it, but you didn't do it properly. What's the case? Maisa sheni shepadoi al gav asimoin. You redeemed it on a flat coin which didn't have an imprint. There's no print on the coin. The Rahmana Amr Vitzar Ta Kesef. The pasuk in reference to Pidyon Maaseh Sheni says it's got to have a coin which has a tzura on it, as opposed to a flat token. Davar sheyesh lo tzura. The hekdesh, what does it mean? You did not redeem it properly. Shechilloi al gabi karga. You redeemed it on with land. The Rachmana Amar v'nasna kesef akamli. The pasuk says you gave money to redeem it. Now, Tezus in Masech Shabbos points out, as does the Gilyan over here, that there's several places in Shas where the Gemara quotes Psukim which don't actually exist. And this is one of them. The Pasuk does not say Venas and Akesav Akomle Legabe, the redemption of Hektish. Doesn't say that. The Pasuk says, Vim Gol Yigol Es Asada Hamakdish Oisai Yosef Chamishisai Kesef. So it mentions the word Kesef over there. It says this was Vederach Hashas Bekama Mekemes Lakatzer Ulahavi Hakosev Belashin Kitzara. So sometimes the Gemara just hops onto a shorter Lashin, even though that's not actually accurate as such. So Bekitzer, what have we said so far in this new Sugya? We mentioned the five grains you're Yotze with, to the exclusion of rice and millet, erez and deichen, to loy Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he says you can be yotze with it 100%, or you can be yotze with it, and you can be mechuyev karis on it. And we also said that a person can only be yotze mitzvahs matzah if it's the type of thing which is va lidei chimutz. And we also spoke about You cannot be yotze with matzah ashira, which is made from May Paris. We also said that May Paris by themselves are not machmits. That May Paris with mayim, says the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Samach Beis, it's machmits even more so than by itself. And then we just explain the chiddush and all of the various bavas of the Mishnah so far. And Bez Hashem will pick it up tomorrow at 6:30.